The report says the United States tops all other countries because it has the most sophisticated and innovative companies operating in very efficient markets. Senior economist at the World Economic Forum, Irene Mia, calls this a winning combination. She says the United States also has an excellent university system and strong collaboration between the educational and business sectors in research and development gives it an edge over other economies.
Overall, the assessment is still number one, but we have to be careful. There is also our index actually pointing to a potential problem in the long term, and the subprime mortgage is actually a reflection of that. There are serious macroeconomic imbalances which needs to be addressed at some point.
Mia says the high level of U.S. debt and deficits is a concern. The report looks at 12 different areas of competitiveness to assess the strengths and weaknesses of a country's business climate. This year, more than 11,000 business leaders were polled in 131 countries. The World Economic Forum sees the rankings as a way for countries to compare themselves with more successful economies and against their past performances to see how they can improve their competitiveness. The report finds Europe overall is doing quite well in its business practices, as is the Asia-Pacific region. But with the exception of South Africa and Mauritius, it finds sub-Saharan Africa lagging. Mia says this is largely because of Africa's many structural weaknesses.
Quality of infrastructure, the quality and transparency of the public institutions, level of education, and also what is a big weakness for Africa overall, it's the state of the health in general. It's still the country with the lowest ranking, really, in the main disease rates.
Despite its drop in this year's rankings, the report finds Botswana continues to be relatively successful by regional standards. It is ranked 76th, the third best performance in sub-Saharan Africa. In contrast, Mia says Zimbabwe puts in a dismal performance. It is ranked 129 out of 131 countries, and she says the situation is worsening.
Macroeconomy, it's not stable at all. I mean, this is a big concern. Spiraling inflation, very high level of public debt, and transparency of public institutions is a big concern.
The report finds 95th ranked Nigeria has lots of potential, but it is not taking advantage of its windfall oil revenues. It says it needs to upgrade the population's access to basic health care and education and to improve its infrastructure if it wants to become truly competitive. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.